Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
All right, this is the podcast. Welcome to Paddy and Rob Palmer, Tuesday, 14th of September. And we did another Build My Ad this morning.
Oh, yes, correct, we did.
Yeah, for all the teams at Cuba Pools, spoke with Steve.
Yep.
It was a big production number, wasn't it, Rob?
Huge production.
Oh, huge production.
A lot
production.
Of big names.
Very much so.
Wasn't it just?
Former detective too, Gary
Jubelin.
You
love this stuff. Oh, Gary Jubelin and his crime stories.
Oh, he's back doing his show, so we spoke to him about it. It's next year.
Had a knock on the door the other day. Just, it was like that.
What did the policeman say?
Who could this be?
Ooh.
I didn't go, who is it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to do before you open the door.
We do. Oh, g'day to Troy, the postie, who knocked on the door the other day and brought our mail down. Thank you, Troy. I said I'd say hello to you.
Mm, that's good. You know what I have noticed is that you don't get the, you know, the people that,
Door knockers.
The preachers.
Yeah, or the sellers.
To your door,
no.
Or the sellers.
You just get the knock on the door generally and they leave the parcel and then they
see you later.
Go
on. It's a nice way to do things.
It is. Anyway. It's knock, 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 then straight up the stairs.
Donsky. It's got to give it that 30 seconds that you're doing quarantine.
Yeah.
Same thing. Anyway, this knock wasn't any of those things. I went and I answered the door and there was this little kid with two flowers. He'd picked them for my daughter, Greta.
Oh.
So it was it's her boyfriend, Ray. He was riding his bike and his chain came off. Just so happened he was in our street. Because I used to do that when I was a kid. I'd ride my bike in the street of the girl I liked.
Hoping that they were outside.
Yeah, you dare
not go to the door.
No way.
You dare not go to the door.
But in this case, he had a reason to because his chain broke.
Come off.
So he's come to the door. And I went, what's the matter, mate? Oh, the bike's busted. So he's round the corner.
Yeah.
And his mum had been out walking as well, right? So he'd been riding, she'd been walking. Yeah. He's 7 years old.
Yeah.
And then, so I went out, and there she was with the bike. She's going, oh, it's bunged up. Chain's come off. I went, oh, no, okay. Give us a look. I'll help you with this. Yeah. Oh, it's really stuck. It's really quite hard. I said, no, it'll be fine.
DIY master.
Yeah, well, that's right. I can fix anything.
Better Homes and Gardens.
So I went in, and I'm looking at the bike and have a look. Yeah, right, hang on. This looks a bit harder than it. Because it's on the gears, the back wheel. You know where the gears go through? There's seven gears on this
thing. All the different spikes.
Well, there's seven gears.
So
that's all I need to say.
Yeah. So it'd be all seven little different spokes.
Well, where the chain had come off, it had gone inside the
Sharpie things.
Inside the whatever they call that thing with
the cog. The cog?
No, it's not called a cog.
Okay.
It's like a gear flower.
Yeah. Because that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you've got a little one with all the spikes and the other one,
the gear
other
flower.
One. And the
so
other,
the chain had gone on the inside and I was trying to get it out. Come on. And then gradually you get more and more grease all over your hands. I'm going to take some skin off a knuckle here in a second.
Yeah.
So I just, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'm going, look, I don't think I'm qualified to fix this. She went, no, that's all right. My husband, he was looking at it the other week. It was really tough.
Mm.
Said, yeah. Shall I get a screwdriver? So I went and got a screwdriver. Tried to prise it out with a screwdriver. I thought, it can't be this hard. And I was trying not to look frustrated and I was starting to sweat from the forehead, you know, when you're sort of doing something. You've
hands
gone too
are all
far.
Black grease everywhere.
Anyway, sure enough, about 10 minutes later, down comes the husband. He grabs the bike. He goes, oh, don't worry, this has happened before. And he takes the front end of the chain off the front cog.
Yeah. You put it on this little one and then you roll it through.
Loosens the wheel a little bit and just went yank, and out it came straight away.
He fixed
it in about 3 seconds.
You numpty.
And I went, oh, gee, mate.
Have you ever done that before?
You made that look easy.
You put it on the small cog and then you start it on the big cog and you just wheel it across
don't
around.
Tell me that.
I would have told you that.
And he said, geez. DIY master, are you?
He had to go.
Said, look, I don't do bikes, okay?
Yeah.
Give me something with timber, I'll fix it.
Yeah, mate, not with bloody metal.
You stick your bike where the sun don't shine.
How dare he?
That's right.
Well, Rob, it was this year earlier on we caught up with former homicide detective Gary Jubelin because he was doing the show in Sydney.
Well, that's right,
because
talking
of
crooks.
Yeah, because of COVID, TEG Live advised that due to the restrictions, well, it's back for February, March next year. Gary Jubelin joins us this morning. G'day, Gary.
G'day, Gary.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Good.
Good. Strange world that we live in.
Oh, mate, it's weird, isn't it? It really is weird.
Yeah, I know. It's starting to. It looks normal. I freak out if I see someone without a mask. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. What about someone sneezes or coughs? You treat them like a criminal. I want to arrest them.
I know. You distance yourself from that person.
I know.
Don't you what?
Paddy was disappointed. The last show that we were talking about when we were with you was postponed because he's still working out how to be a crook.
There's plenty of time. You can start a new later in life.
Because it was October, November in Sydney, but so it's rescheduled to February, March. And the great thing about this show, Gary, because as we said, you're a best-selling author, you're host of top-rating podcasts, people can go along this show and they can interact with you and ask you questions, all questions that they wanted to ask about, you know, crimes you've been associated, you've been a detective on, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going to be sort of open slather. There'll be a question time, Q&A, with nothing off the table. So, yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah, and you'd be able to profile people from a young age, wouldn't you? Like if you've got a younger brother you're not too keen on, you're sure he's going down the wrong path, you'd be able to give people ideas on how they can identify traits in crook traits early in life.
I think there'll be some discussion about that, things that come out. And I, you know, in homicide, I sort of came across them at the tail end of it. But there's usually a history that sort of sets their way to down that path. And younger brothers are always a worry. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm the youngest of our nine kids.
Right.
Hey, Gary.
Younger brother. Like mate, personal habits, mate, eating habits.
I've got to ask, mate, William Tyrrell, there were more news about that this week where they detectives were going further with it. Mate, will that crime ever be solved?
Well, I certainly hope so. I was watching with keen interest, obviously, last week when the different bits and pieces were coming out in the media, and I hope it is true. I hope they have locked in on someone or have focusing in on someone. But I've always maintained that it could be solved, and that's, you know, when I was working on it every day, I went there and of the belief that we would get to the bottom of this. So they appear to be working hard on it. I hope they keep going, and let's get answers for the families, and I think also the community. It's one of those crimes that we just can't accept that a 3-year-old child disappears. And you saw what happened with AJ the week before with the other young kid that disappeared, and it just sort of brought it all back. And it's hard to believe William was 7 years ago.
Is it at all possible that he disappeared without a crime occurring?
Well, that was one of the things before I left, and I'm mindful it's still before the coroner determined things, but you may or may not recall there was a large-scale search, and that was so I was comfortable that it was a result of human intervention. It wasn't through misadventure, and it was a painstaking search over about 3 or 4 weeks, and at the end of that, I was comfortable in saying that, it was from human intervention, not through misadventure.
With Gary Jubelin, a former homicide detective, best-selling author, and host of Top Rating Podcast now, and he's doing live on stage too, and it's going to be in February. Gary, is it easier for detectives in 2021 to solve a crime because of DNA?
Not just DNA. I think DNA plays a large part. You know, the old school was fingerprints, and DNA has certainly taken it to a new level there. The minute pieces of evidence that we can get that leaves a sort of trail for the investigator. But I think the big difference now is that electronic data that's available. You know, we all get around with phones and CCTV cameras, everything that you have in place that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
It is now. It is harder to get away with a crime, but it's also harder in parts to investigate the crime because you're overwhelmed with so much information.
Yeah. Is it true? I heard that some investigators will call Facebook Tracebook, and it's actually the first place a lot of investigators go to find out about crimes committed because people do post stupid things on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I probably showing my age a little bit here, but I was always amazed, going back probably, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit more, where a young detective had come up to me and explained all this thing about a suspect that we're going at. And I'd be going, where did you get this information? How do you know all this? And I've checked Facebook, sir. Oh, okay, good idea.
Well, if you want to get up close and personal with Gary Jubelin, I Catch Killers Live. Tickets on sale this Thursday. Head to teglive.com.au. Gaz, as always, mate, thank you for taking time out and joining us this morning.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, cheers, guys.
It's time to talk to the man that men envy, the man that women adore. It's Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au, former Your Minor Boy.
How does he do it? G'day,
hey,
Trev.
Trevy. Oh, g'day, mate. How are you there, buddy?
He's somewhere.
Fact check that. So glad this isn't the ABC or they'd fact check that.
Oh, about the man that men envy, the men women adore. Of course they would. Oh, no fact checking going around here, mate.
Don't leave a stone unturned in that fact checking.
Oh, no.
Not a lot going on around here, is there?
No. Nice chat. What about Facebook's Ray-Ban, the new smart glasses? They're on sale from today. They're worth about $450, but, mate,
tell us how they work first, because I'm a little sus.
So they are a normal pair of Ray-Bans. Like, I've been wearing it for a couple of weeks and no one's noticed I'm wearing something fancy new because they just look like sunglasses, right? Normal Ray-Bans. But in the top corner of each side of the glasses, there's actually a little lens and a button for me to press on the arm that starts a 30-second video recording. Or I can push and hold it and take a still photo. So basically, it's a great way of capturing moments, memories. They call the Ray-Ban stories so that you can then take those memories throughout the day, stitch together a little video and share it as a Facebook or Instagram story. On the technological side, they're brilliant. Like, they are very good. It's very well done. They don't look ridiculous. They just look like normal Ray-Bans, I promise you. And the video quality is brilliant for what they are.
It's like dash cam for humans.
Oh, you know what? Better quality than a dash cam. And yeah, dash cam for humans. I'm going to use that. It's great, except everyone I've recorded has no idea I've recorded them. And so that's a problem. Like, it's a privacy question. Now, obviously, Facebook can only do so much. There's a little white light on the front that says it's recording, but do you know to look for a little white light on a pair of glasses? It might just look like a white dot to you. Facebook, when you set them up, there's an app that shows you all the good things and bad things, how you should and shouldn't use them and that kind of stuff. So they try and educate the user, but in the end, users are users. They're going to do whatever they want. So
Paddy's going to have to curtail his behavior. Something chronic.
Paddy's the biggest risk here, let's be honest.
Yes. People just
until now,
him.
He's had to carry around a handy cam. And now he's so, down at Your Minor Beach going, hello.
Bernie Beach. Trevy, so how do you get, what does it record? Has it got a chip that you take out of the side of the sunglasses? Or
it's all built into the sunglasses. And by the way, they're headphones as well. So you can listen to music and podcast, radio, whatever you like. It's fantastic.
Wow.
But when you want to see the video, you open up your phone, you open up what's called the Facebook View app. They connect via Bluetooth and it downloads the videos onto your phone, and then you can stitch them together or share them however you want to do it.
Wow.
Jeez,
okay.
Mate.
But genuinely very cool.
Yeah.
But also genuinely very creepy.
Yeah, very dodgy.
If people don't like being filmed without their knowledge, this can't be legal for long. People start shutting this down.
Well, there's apparently reports today of the Privacy Commissioner looking into it. I just don't know. If we can't have these, we're never going to have the kind of next evolution of smart glasses, AR, and all this stuff. So this is going to be a very interesting, test case, essentially, around privacy.
They should have the glasses, like an LED, all over the glasses, so that when you start recording, they all go red. So people go, oh, gee, that's strange.
Like,
what's happening there?
What about the Elton John glasses?
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
And they start.
What you're saying is the whole front needs to light up rather than one little tiny 1 millimeter LED.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Now,
it takes away from the Ray-Ban look.
Yes, it does. It does. But if you're a fan of Elton John, you'll love it. Rob is dirty with Foxtel. Oh,
I cannot believe this.
Mate.
They talked me into a satellite about 6 months ago. They said it was absolutely necessary that cables were being abolished and that if I didn't have a satellite on my roof in 6 months' time, I wouldn't be able to get Foxtel. So I went, okay, put it on.
And now they've ditched the cable.
Yeah, so cable is disappearing because they're saving bazillions of dollars a year by not paying for the use of the old Telstra, now NBN cable. And satellite will still exist, so you're not going to be dudded the service. But, I had a satellite installed a couple of years ago for the 4K channels because that was the only way to do it. And now, with the new IQ5 box, I can watch 4K via the internet. So basically, the entire system, everything a normal IQ box from Foxtel can do, can now be done on this new one, except you do not need to connect it to satellite. Now, Rob, the thing is, it will chew through your internet. So, if you're watching 4K TV, let alone any other Foxtel channels, it's really chewing through your bandwidth. So you've got to have a great plan, great speed, or unlimited data for that not to be a concern.
Right.
So satellite's still the best way to go in terms of just cost efficiency, because you don't pay for the satellite. It's no difference in cost if you're getting it via satellite or the internet. So don't be too bummed.
Trevor, okay. Will that mean, like, eventually if it does go that way where they ditch the cable and satellite and go to the IQ5 boxes, will it mean that all the Foxtel installers, do they worry about their jobs?
That they will not have a job, because they send this box to you, you plug it in, it's done. There's no installation required. So unless you consider satellite to be a really, really long-term thing, and to be honest, in 5 years, why would you even have satellite? The quality of the internet stream will be just as good. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to be a Foxtel installer thinking that I've got a 10-year job.
Wow.
Jeez. Paddy's still hoping that people won't give up on licking envelopes, because he's working as an envelope licker.
Yeah, you have done for a while now.
Yeah. George Costanza's wife struggled with that. So.
The Apple iPhone 13, is it going to be announced tomorrow morning? Is that the go?
Tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. I've got to get up.
Can we call you
any
back?
Any chance? Yeah, maybe.
Is that all right?
We'll talk in the morning. But iPhone 13, maybe a new Apple Watch. We'll see what drops first thing tomorrow morning.
Is there any changes? Is that what you're hearing? Many changes?
The phone's going to look the same. I think it'll have, all the things will be better, faster, better camera. There is rumours of a satellite function which could allow emergency calls in remote areas. That might be a deal breaker.
Great idea.
I do think it's a 50-50 that it'll happen.
For most areas of Narara.
Lizaro struggles as well.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor, just quickly, last week we spoke about those flip phones from Samsung. My mate went and got one, Graham. G'day, Graham. But he said to me, a lot of the new phones is it doesn't come with a charger. Is that normal? Is that standard now with phones?
Gra, get used to it. That's the way it is.
They all come
with just a cable now. You've already got to have the brick in the wall.
All right. So that's most phones. You've got to get some sort
Apple,
of...
Samsung, they're trying to be better for the environment and make the parcels smaller. But really, they're just trying to ship more phones on one pallet.
Okay. Is that what they're doing?
And then sell the accessories.
All right, Trevy. Well, listen, we will speak tomorrow. Thanks for confirming that about the new
I'll have your people speak to my people.
Trevor Long.
Cold as ice.
EFTM.com.au. Thank you for joining us, mate.
Cheers.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.